Talk of a Medicaid block grant as a possible replacement to Obamacare has surfaced in Congress in the form of a memo leaked to Politico. Governor Cuomo, who's warned that repealing the Affordable Care Act could result in a devastating $3.7 billion hit to the state budget, says a block grant might not necessarily be a bad thing. He says what's key is whether the grant lowers the amount of money the state has received under the ACA.
Do you mean the same amount of Medicaid without the restrictions? That would be fine. That might even be a good thing. Or do you mean when you say block granting of Medicaid, reducing the amount, and then block granting it? What we used to call passing the buck without passing the bucks.
Bill Hammond, the healthcare policy analyst for the budget watchdog group, the Empire Center, says under the proposal in Congress, New York would likely lose some federal Medicaid funding.
For starters, it does back out some of the extra aid that New York has been getting under the Medicaid expansion, and that could cost us a couple of billion dollars. And that's nothing to sneeze at.
But he says it's not as bad as it could be. The draft plan imposes, for the first time, a cap per recipient on federal Medicaid funding for states. But he says the details matter. If the initial cap is set high enough and allows for a rate of inflation based on actual medical costs, which is higher than the average rate of inflation, then the state could be able to meet its cost to cover health care for people on Medicaid who obtained the coverage under Obamacare. And if more people end up on Medicaid in the future, the federal government would continue to provide matching funds. But the money provided for expansion of Medicaid would end. In New York's case, that means primarily extra subsidies for health care for able-bodied, childless adults. The additional losses could bring the total up to nearer to $4 billion. Hammond says it would present hard choices for policymakers.
We'd have to choose between finding money somewhere else by rearranging things in the state budget or by raising taxes. That would be one choice. Another choice would be to cut payments to providers, which would strain their finances and maybe cause some of them to stop serving Medicaid patients. And a third choice would be to take coverage away from some of the people who have it now.
It's far from certain that the draft plan circulating in Congress would ever become law. Many staunch opponents of Obamacare don't want to make any compromises with the states. Cuomo acknowledges his aides are looking at various scenarios, but he says it's hard to come up with an intelligent plan right now based on hypotheticals.
All you have are a lot of rumors. The plan, you know, you could be talking about anywhere from a $500 million cut to a $3 billion cut.
The fate of the Affordable Care Act won't be known before the new state budget is due at the end of this month. Some lawmakers, including the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, say they are willing to return later in the year for a special session to deal with the fallout.
If our worst fears come to happen, I believe at some point we'll have to come back before the end of the year to deal with that.
Under the draft proposal in Congress, New York and the other states might not take a financial hit until 2019, so there could be a couple of years to plan and prepare. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.